أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. وكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 87 and 88 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the closeness of a particular group of Christians to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Najashi and the ulama that he had sent, with Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who accepted Iman and Islam. In that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانَ. One of the reasons why they were close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because they had priests and they had monks. This could have created a doubt in the hearts of the ummah, in the hearts of the believers, about monasticism, about becoming a monk, renunciating, leaving this dunya, in matters in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not given us any command. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets this record straight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this into perspective, that whilst these people had brought Iman, and whilst they were closer in affinity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't mean that we are going to do everything that they do at the expense of our deen. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought Iman, you have already brought Iman in Allah Ta'ala, La tuharrimu tayyibati ma ahallallahu lakum, do not make haram the wholesome, the good foods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal for you, wala ta'tadu, and do not exceed the limitations set down by Allah Ta'ala, do not transgress. One very important mas'ala of deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very famous hadith has stated, Al-halalu bayyinun wal-haramu bayyinun. Halal is clear cut. Whatever is halal, there is no ambiguity insofar as halal is concerned. Haram also, there is no ambiguity in what is haram in the shariat is concerned. Together with that, in this ayat Allah is saying, that don't make haram what Allah has made halal. This is a very, very important aspect of our deen. Just as much as we cannot make haram halal, we cannot make halal haram. Both ways, we cannot change it, because that is what Allah Ta'ala has ordered, clear cut, unambiguous. There is absolutely no doubt in halal, there is no doubt in haram. With regards to this, the commentators have expressed that there are three different ways that a person makes what is halal haram upon him. One is that what Allah has made halal, a person believes it is haram. Allah forbid, that leads a person to kufr, because we are changing the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. That is by belief. The second is verbally. Verbally a person says that this halal thing I am making haram upon me, and that is by way of a qasam that a person takes, an oath that a person takes. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded that we break that oath and we pay the kafara. With regards to that, the verses hereafter will speak about it. The third is, there was no belief, there was no verbal, but a person behaves in a way that there are certain things that Allah has made halal. He does not wish to keep it halal upon himself, like monasticism, like to become a monk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't command us. Allah gave us the beautiful ibadat of itikaf, sit in the house of Allah, sit in the masajid. That all Allah has given us. But to leave this worldly life and to go out, and then to think that there is a reward in it, when Allah or His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't
give us any glad tidings of reward. That is also not permissible in the Shariat. And all three here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the transgressors. Those who transgress exceeds the limitations insofar as the hudud of the Shariat is concerned, insofar as what Allah has made halal and what Allah ta'ala has made haram. وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala says, and eat that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sustained you. Number one, halal. Whatever is halal that Allah Ta'ala has sustained you with, that you eat. And second is طَيِّبًا. It is pure, it is wholesome. Allah did not make anything that is impure halal in this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi antum bihi mu'minun. That Allah in whom you have already brought iman. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters of what is halal and what is haram. So on both ends of the spectrum, we should be very cautious how we deal with halal and haram. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.